You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
That young snip of a girl telling me how to wash clothes.
Well, what did she say?
She said, Mrs. Edwards, you should use New Dove. It does everything in your wash. Work shirts, towels, to rayon slips.
She said that?
Mm-hmm. She said Dove is a new kind of granulated soap that Procter & Gamble's making, and it does all three kinds of wash.
Oh, the idea. How can this same soap be safe enough for rayons and still get work shirts clean?
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, well, listen, I've got lots dirtier work shirts to wash since my husband started in that war factory.
Well, I'll bet that stopped her talk about Dove doing everything.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, it didn't. She actually gave me a box of Dove and said, Mrs. Edwards, just try it and see.
Well, what happened?
Well, sir, I used Dove that very day for those greasy work clothes. And what she said was true. Dove really gets them clean. And I didn't have to do any hard scrubbing or boiling either.
You don't mean it.
I sure do. And you should see how white Doug got my towels. They were dazzling. And you know, my towels get dirtier now with all that factory grease my husband wipes on them. But I've never used a soap that got them whiter than Doug's.
Is that so?
And my linens and sheets were just sparkling.
Yeah, but what about the rayon slips and the other nice color things we wash? I want mine to last longer now in wartime.
Well, so do I. And just like she said, Doug's is safer for colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Why, those nice colors stay bright much longer with Dove.
Well, sounds as if that young snip knows what she's talking about.
I'll say she does. Dove is Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Friends, you'd better change to Dove, too. D-U-Z. Even in the toughest wartime wash, Dove does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Emma is still upstairs in her room at the Goldbergs, but she has spoken to Molly. And Molly is convinced that Emma is truly repentant. Sorry for what she did to Mikey Bloom. Mikey is preparing to return to the army to explain as best he can why he didn't return to duty on time. And everybody, except Molly, is just waiting for this girl to leave. No one feels sorry for her, and no one feels like forgiving her. They know only too well the trouble that Emma has caused. But Molly is different. Listen.
Rosalind. Throw an eye into the soup. If it's hot or not, a plate for Emma to swallow.
Molly, are you cuddling her?
You cuddling her, Molly?
Please, I'm not cuddling. I'm not cuddling. She's hysterical. She's getting dressed. She's leaving.
You're going to let Emma leave before she gets her comeuppance?
Before she gets her comeuppance?
Please, with a bit of cuddling and the comeuppance and the comeuppance, please. There's Mikey.
He'll be right back, Mikey.
He went to take Abe Lesser to the station.
What train is Mikey leaving on for the camp?
I don't know, Mom.
We are driving him to the express station. If he can't make it, the connection's locally.
He's got to be back in the camp tonight.
Still out of the soup if it's hot.
It's not hot yet, Mom.
Don't be so beside yourself, Molly.
Don't be so beside yourself, Molly.
Are you more worried about Emma, or are you more worried about Mikey?
The truth?
Yes.
The truth is, if you believe it, but you haven't. The truth is...
You're more worried about Emma, huh?
She's hysterical.
So why don't you wrap her up in flannel, get out legal papers, and adopt her?
All right, Jake, please.
No. You heard what I heard, David? No? Why are you so silent? You heard, no?
I heard.
Can a man live out his natural years with such a woman? Speak, David. Speak and come to my assistance. Please, speak.
To speak, you have to have voice. I have no voice.
Then let there be silence.
After a girl did what she did?
Did I say she didn't did what she did? Did I say it? Did you heard me say it? Did you heard one utterance that I should say she did what she didn't did and she didn't did? Did you heard it? You asked me a question. I answered the question very nicely, very politely, very nicely I answered. You asked me for who was I more sorry. I'm more sorry for Emma.
How can you be sorry for...
I can.
She can.
All right, so she can.
Mikey will explain to his commanding officer in the army, and then he'll be over it. A little bit easier, a little bit harder, but...
And Emma?
Emma... Emma has a verdict on her. 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 Emma has a verdict on her.
Don't. Conscience, that she don't press.
All right. Emma has a verdict on her.
Don't give us such a sensitive conscience that she don't.
All right. You
give us such a sensitive.
Pardon, but.
And Emma?
Emma. Emma has a verdict on her. Emma has a verdict on her. Emma has a verdict on her.
Don't. A conscience that she don't possess.
All right, Jake. All right. You see a thing one way. I see it my way. That's why we have four eyes between us. Not one.
Who tells you to use your eyes? Use your head.
Oh, Jake. My heart also has something to do with my organic physicality of mine, constitution of mine, purpose and mine person. I have eyes and I have a head and I have feelings. And as long as I live, I hope that they will all function, not one without the other, but all together.
Put them all together and that spells Molly.
Yes, put them all together and that spells Molly, M-O-L-L. Yes, Molly, yes. Bring up to the head of the stairs the plate of soup. Hot or cold, I want to say the soup.
Soup I would give her.
All right, Jake.
David, the way the wind blows, that's the way you blow.
I blow? When did you hear me blow, Jake?
All right, Uncle David, please.
Papa's blaming me.
Myself I'm blaming.
Me you're blaming because I brought her here.
David, I'm nervous enough.
And I'm not nervous. I'm also nervous.
Uncle David, please.
I'm also nervous. And how I'm nervous. Everybody may be nervous but me. I'm also nervous. I'm nervous too.
Mama, darling, please. Papa's right. Why are you pampering us? Emma did enough harm to us, to me and you and Sammy and Mikey. Why don't you send her away from here so we can forget her? Why do you have to keep...
Mikey?
Yeah. I can make a train at
8:49. 8:49, that's good.
That gives you plenty of time, Mikey.
Plenty of time.
Mikey, you're coming upstairs?
For what, Molly?
To pack.
I pack Mikey's things, Mom.
Why do you want Mikey to go upstairs, Molly?
Mikey.
Yes?
She's hysterical.
Who?
Emma.
That's nothing new.
Mikey. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, not to me. Not unless you want her to be something worse than hysterical.
My voice.
Mine too.
Mikey, what is done can be undone. She's sorry. She wants to leave. She's dressed and she's ready. She wants to tell you she's sorry. That's the only thing that will quiet her.
Not me. Just keep her out of my range.
Mikey.
Molly.
Mikey.
Why? Why should I?
Why should they?
You want me to go up and apologize to her because she tried to hurt me?
Tried to hurt him?
No, Mikey, because you hurt her.
I hurt her?
A new angle.
New angle.
How did I hurt her? By trying to protect my friend, your son, Sammy?
To protect Sammy?
I know, but she don't know that. She don't feel you protected Sammy. She feels that you hurt her.
I don't care what she feels.
Me neither.
It's what I know that counts.
That counts.
I know she's an enemy of everything we honor in life. Truth, honesty, everything.
Everything.
But you hurt her and she was angry, so she tried to hurt you.
Who cares about her private thoughts? Who cares about the way she rationalizes her feelings? Lunatics think they're right, but we lock them up, don't we? Fascists think they're the lords of creation, but that's why we're fighting them. It's people like you, Mrs. Goldberg, people who are too soft to their enemies that make it hard for the rest of us. I respect your feelings, all right, fine. I know how you sympathize with people, okay. But if your sympathy towards them is going to hurt me, I say no thank you.
Right, right.
What Emma did, she did from love.
If that's love, you can have it.
She loved Sammy.
Loved Sammy.
I'm willing to believe she loved Sammy.
Yeah, she loved Sammy, yeah.
And she was trying to hurt you because you spoiled his love for her.
Gee, if that's love, I'll do without it.
I can't even stay and listen. I can't
neither.
Stay and listen. I can't meet her.
Please, Mikey. For me. For me, go up and speak to her.
But you're so wrong, Mrs. Goldberg.
Let me be wrong. You be right. Do it for me. Speak to her. Let us say that she's sorry. Mikey.
No.
All right. All right. Don't you think it's possible for a person to be sorry?
No, not Emma.
Yeah. You think people are so far removed and different from each other?
Emma is, yes.
All right. All right. If she's so very different, then she's not responsible.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg.
I'm only saying, Mike. I'm only saying that. But all of us, everybody, we're the same. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less. If we're hurt, we try to hurt back. If we're insulted, we reply with the same. We're all the same, Mike. All the same. Everybody. All university. Everybody. Maybe different designs, different styles. All cut from the same piece of cloth, Mikey. Mikey, you're pure wool, Mikey. And the yard wire. You're strong, Mikey. You're durable. Mikey. Mikey. Mikey.
All right. Where is she?
Martha, Emma. Wait for the soup, Rosalie.
Swayed by Molly's arguments, Mikey forgets his resentment for a moment. But while ignoring the past may be good sentiments, it's not good judgment, good reason, or good sense, as Mikey may find out tomorrow. You know, it's a shame to spend your good money on soaps that do only a halfway job for dishes. Yes, if you're using one of those tough granulated soaps, it only goes halfway because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. So I say it's time you discovered New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does does everything in your wash, and believe me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Yes, that's where New Does is so different from the four other leading granulated soaps. It's so much kinder to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. So bring your dishwashing up today. Do them with new Does. And let those whirlwind suds show you Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Emma forgives Mikey in her own sweet way, with concrete evidence of what she feels. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Kinds of wash.